Merely being kind, Elliot. I know who actually duped Victor and planted the evidence that puts the blame on you. Now his eyes stayed wide. You do? But if I tell you who it really is, it will ruin his life. But he's trying to ruin my life. I don't know what I should do, Laura said plaintively. Yes, you do, said the bishop. You must do what is right. You can't cover up a lie. Forget about me. Your husband's career is at stake. I know, said Laura. And what about your son? This affects him, too. I know, she repeated. Danvers stared at her, as if trying to pry the information out of her by sheer willpower. At last he asked, Why wouldn't you name the wrongdoer? Because it will hurt him. Because he's been terribly hurt already, and I'm not sure that I can do this to him. Hurt him again. But your husband, your son, me! Laura gripped her cup with both hands and stared down into it. Maybe if I simply tell the committee that the man told me he did it, that he cleared you entirely, maybe that would be enough. Without naming him so they can check? They'd think you're nothing but a wife who's willing to lie to protect her husband. She nodded dejectedly. I can't help one without hurting the other. The bishop waited a heartbeat, then reached across the table to take her hands in his massive paws. Laura, morality doesn't come in shades of gray. It's black and white. You either do the right thing or you do the wrong thing. There's no middle ground. She looked into his soft gray eyes, red with sleeplessness, and thought that morality was simple when doing the right thing would save your own neck. It's more complicated than that, she said quietly. Then think of this, Danvers said, almost gently. What is the greatest good for the greatest number of people? You have your husband and son to think of, as opposed to this mysterious wrongdoer. She nodded. My husband and son. And you.
Borealis Planitia. Wrapped in their cumbersome spacesuits, Alexios and Yamagata sat side by side in the tractor's transparent cab as it slowly trundled along the pitted rock-strewn landscape. Borealis Planitia, Yamagata muttered. The northern plain. He sounded slightly nervous to Alexios, a little edgy. Inside the pressurized glass-steel cabin, they could hear one another without using the suit's radios, although their voices were muffled by the heavy helmets. This region is an ancient lava flow, Yamagata went on, as much to himself as to his companion. Planetologists claim that this entire area was once a lake of molten lava, billions of years ago. Alexios contented himself with steering the tractor through the maze of boulders that lay scattered across the ground. Now and again he rolled right over a small rock, making the tractor pitch and sway. To their right, the yawning crack of the fault line was narrowing. They would reach the end of it soon, Alexios knew. Yamagata continued, From orbit you can see the outlines of even older craters, ghost craters, drowned by the lava when it flowed across this region. Alexios nodded inside his helmet. The man's talking just to hear himself talk, he thought, trying to hide his fear at being out here. Grimly, Alexios added, He has a lot to be afraid of. They drove on in silence. The time stretched. Alexios could feel in his bones the vibrating hum of the tractor's electric motors, hear his own breathing inside the helmet. He drove like an automaton. There seemed to be no emotion left inside him. You are very quiet, Yamagata said at last. Yes, replied Alexios. What are you thinking about? Alexios turned his head inside the fishbowl helmet to look squarely at the old man. I've been thinking, he said, About the Sky Tower. The Sky Tower? Yamagata looked surprised. That was years ago. Many years. Many lives. Technological hubris, said Yamagata. The people who built it paid no attention to the danger it might pose. Part of it is still spinning outward in deep space, carrying the bodies of dozens of dead men and women.
Murdered men and women, said Alexios.
Yamagata grunted. That's one way to look at it, I suppose. The tower was sabotaged. All those who died were murdered. Sabotaged. By agents of Yamagata Corporation. Yamagata's jaw dropped open. That's not true. It's impossible. Without taking his gloved hands from the steering controls, Alexios said, We both know that it is possible. And it did happen. Paranoid fantasy, Yamagata snapped. Is it? I was told the full story by the last surviving member of the plot, just before your hired killers closed his mouth forever. My hired killers? Yamagata scoffed. I was in Chota Lamasery in the Himalayas when the sky tower fell. We didn't even hear about it until a week or more after the tragedy. Yes, I know. That's your cover story. Yamagata stared at this coldly intent man sitting beside him. He's insane, he thought. Alexios's eyes glittered with something beyond anger, beyond fury. For the first time since he'd been diagnosed with brain cancer back in his first life, Yamagata felt fear gripping his innards. I was the director of the Sky Tower project, Alexios told him, all the while wondering at the glacial calm that had settled upon him, as if he were sheathed in ice. The director of the Sky Tower project was exiled, said Yamagata. Alexios made a wan smile. Like you, I've led more than one life. I had nothing to do with the Sky Tower, Yamagata insisted. It was sabotaged by Yamagata Corporation people, using nanomachines to snap the tower at its most vulnerable point. The man who produced the nanobugs for you told me the entire story just before your assassins caught up with him. And you believed him? He was terrified for his life, said Alexios. Your assassins got him. They also blew up the ship we were in to make sure that anyone he talked to would be killed too. But you survived.
I survived.
To seek justice for all those you killed. To gain vengeance for having my own life destroyed. But I... Yamagata caught himself and shut his mouth. He's a madman, he told himself. I had nothing to do with this. I was in the Lamasery. Nobuhiko was running the corporation, just as he is now. Suddenly, his pulse began thudding in his ears. Nobu... If Yamagata Corporation was involved in destroying the Sky Tower, it was under Nobu's direction. No, that couldn't be, Yamagata said to himself. Shaking his head, he thought, Nobu wouldn't do such a thing. He couldn't be that ruthless, that murderous. Or could he? Yamagata recalled those years when his advice to his son had led to the slaughters of the Second Asteroid War, the massacre of the chrysalis habitat. Nobu learned to be ruthless from me, he realized. The blood drained from his face. I have turned my son into a monster. Alexios misread the ashen expression on Yamagata's face. You admit it, then? You admit that the Sky Tower was destroyed on your orders. 4 million men, women, and children murdered by you. Yamagata realized there was nothing else to do. If I tell him that it was Nobuhiko's doing, this madman will want to kill Nobu. Better to let him think it was me. Nobu is my son. My responsibility. Whatever he has done is my fault as much as his. Better for me to take the blame and the punishment. Let my son live. Well, Alexios demanded. Yamagata seemed to draw himself up straighter inside the bulky spacesuit. I accept full responsibility, he said, his voice flat, lifeless. Good, said Alexios. He turned the steering wheel and the tractor veered slowly toward the yawning fault line, grinding slowly but inexorably toward the rift in Mercury's bleak ground as the first blazing edge of the sun peeped above the horizon.
Freighter Zenobia. Bishop Danvers' mind was churning as he made his way back to his compartment. Is Lara telling the truth, he asked himself. She must be. She must be.